You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Wednesday's local report from the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Weathermen calling for partly cloudy skies for the next few days. Possibly a little rain tonight. Overnight low temperature about 47. Then, right through Friday, partly cloudy each day with a high temperature 65 to 70. So maybe spring really is on the way. Topping Wednesday's local news, the Buffalo Catholic Diocese, which includes the Niagara area, yesterday announced that a tentative settlement has been reached to provide about 800 sexual abuse victims, a settlement amounting to about $150 million. At first, it wasn't known if the money would be split evenly among those victims, awarding them about $186,000 each, or be allotted on an individual basis. Well, now they say that money will be split according to the circumstances involved in the cases. And they say there might even be more money that's forthcoming when the diocese settles insurance policies in some of the cases. In addition, authorities tell Niagara Radio that that money will not be delivered until after it's approved by a court reviewing the situation, and those deliberations should begin possibly as early as this week. I'll have more local news in a moment. But here's a reminder, our news is brought to you daily by the Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. You find Wellness Park at 87th of Buffalo Avenue and Community Medical on Michigan Avenue just off Main. They're two locally owned and operated drugstores that want you to feel like a valued customer, because to them you are. The stores are locally owned and operated, and they show it. They take care of your every need, know you by name, and make sure you're satisfied. Want details? Stop in and see them or call them at 260-1918, Wellness Park Pharmacy and Community Medical Pharmacy of Niagara Falls. And the news is also brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, the premier appliance repairman on the Niagara frontier, who will come to your home for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. How do you get him there? One phone call, and here's the number. Put it in your cell phone, because you never know when you're going to need Chris. It's 523-5911, Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. In other news, every day we've been telling you about the constant stealing that's been happening on the Military Road corridor of the city and in various other regions of the county. And from our tip line has come numerous responses saying the problem is coming from the governor's office. By pushing that no bail for offenses, and when a perpetrator is caught, not taking them to jail, but rather giving them an appearance ticket to appear at a later date in court. Well, they say that most people don't really care and don't really plan to go to court anyway. And if they do show up, in many cases, after stealing hundreds and maybe thousands of dollars worth of goods, after repeatedly being let go and doing it again, when they appear in court, many judges just give them a small fine compared to the amount that they've taken and tell them not to do it again. Problem is, many of the shoplifting cases they did get away with and were never caught, the judges never even know about. Well, if you're sick of prices going up and stores going out of business because of pilferage, don't always blame the politicians that are easy to point fingers at, but rather look at the ones that keep letting this happen by not tightening up the laws that allow criminals to get away with these things without any jail time. Even if it's only on the nights that they get caught and are issued an appearance ticket and then are released to do it again and again. Here at Niagara Radio, we often wonder, whatever happened to, if you can't do the time, then don't do the crime. In other news, maybe another victim, another store is out at the city market. And while there's no official word on why the store closed, the Save-A-Lot store has boarded up its storefront and pulled out. Many feeling that it's because there was too much stealing at the store, costing them thousands of dollars. But the company has not responded to any questions on why they closed, and now they've left many residents in the area who don't have transportation with a food store close by to serve them. Meantime, City Mayor Robert Ristino said he's concerned about the situation and has said that he's seeking a replacement food mart to take the place of that Save-A-Lot store. In the Fashion Outlet Mall on Military Road, the Sunglass Hut took a couple of hits. Two men came into the store and walked off with about 8 pairs of sunglasses without paying for them. They were valued at $2,149 in total. Town of Niagara Police Officer McKenzie and Kostick are investigating and said they're going over video in the store to see if they can recognize those thieves. Later in the day, at the same store, a man came in and began to argue with a clerk over being accused of stealing something. And after that discussion was over, the suspect walked out of the store, and the clerk noticed that a pair of sunglasses that were in front of him on the counter was missing. They thought the person discussing the issue probably picked up the glasses, stuck them in his pocket, and walked out after the discussion. This time, the missing sunglasses were valued at $434. And again, Town of Niagara Police are checking video on the case. An accident reported Wednesday just after 3 p.m. Vehicle reportedly struck a building at 13th and Pine in the Falls. No details were immediately available, and it was unknown if there was any injuries. A rollover accident reported Wednesday afternoon on Niagara Falls Boulevard at 61st Street. Police said there were injuries reported. Officers from the Niagara Falls Police and the Fire Department responded. One vehicle accident reported yesterday at 4255 Whitmer Road in the Town of Niagara last night. There were injuries reported there. Town of Niagara Police and volunteers from Niagara Active Hose responded to that scene. And city firemen made quick work of a person reported stuck in the elevators at Niagara Towers at 901 Cedar last night. A crew from the ladder truck and engine quickly got the doors open and the person out, and there were no injuries reported. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our 24-hour Lynx of Niagara tip line at 371-0046. And remember, the Lynx of Niagara is still open for you to practice those last-minute golfing techniques before you get onto the real golf course. You could do it on the Lynx Pro Simulators, the same as the golfing greats use, and they're located in the One Niagara Building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard. And remember, when you golf with the Lynx, parking is always free. For details or to book your next tee time, call them at 285-0610. The Lynx of Niagara. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you could hear it at your convenience on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net, or on Facebook by entering niagaradio.net, or on our website by clicking the local news tab and then refreshing your browser. There, you can review the whole week's news. Real news from the real Niagara Radio. And it's free. I'm Sal Panessa.